So that's that. So I don't know how the baby's going to respond, if he responds at all. But what's going to be the conversation if the baby say, what's up? Would the baby be wrong to y'all if he said, what's up to T.S. Madison? They said T.S. Madison will wait him out. I'm sorry. You never know. You never know. So, I think it would be in the baby's best interest not to respond. And we're going to get into that in a little bit. But I'm going to be honest with you. When you say something ignorant, it don't be nothing to defend. That's number one. And number two, when it comes to the LGBTQ, you got to feel like what's going to come after that. A lot of times the shit don't even be worth it. Because the LGBTQ, and I'm going to tell y'all exactly how I feel, y'all bully people. Y'all bully people into trying to conform into what the fuck y'all believe. Any opinion that people have a lot of times is homophobia. And y'all wonder why so many people that be disconnected, that don't want to have no type of fucking response or reports or conversations with y'all as a whole. Because it's a fucking headache. So we continue to talk amongst ourselves. And the bad part is a lot of people don't learn, because we're not the ones living a particular lifestyle. So, you know, there's this yearning to have conversations with the community, but it's always met with so much fucking resistance and shit that it's a turnoff. I don't have time for you getting offended and turning around and trying to make it seem like I hate all people who live your lifestyle. So a lot of people just turn around so that they don't drown. Now, over here on my radio, we've had a pride talk and we talk often. So that's not how I feel. And if I ever want to say something, I'm going to fucking say it. Because, bitch, you ain't finna bully me. And I feel how I feel. And that's that. But I definitely feel like there are a lot of people who just don't even respond to certain shit. Because, like I said, it ain't worth the headache. But I want to go back to my first point as it pertains to DaBaby. Sometimes you say something so ignorant that there's nothing to defend. And you have to just let it be. And that's the reason why, in this case, I don't think it would be in his best interest to respond. We'll get into what DaBaby said in a little bit, and then we'll talk about it. But yeah. All right, you guys, let's go ahead and get into Young Thug. Okay, what did Young Thug do? Baby, Young Thug then took his ass back over there to Nicki's closet and went in her shit again. Look at how he pulled up at Rolling Loud. Okay, he had the apple bottom jeans, bitch, the boots with the fur, and he went and dyed the hair pink, did a pink rinse. Okay, that said Nicki loved it. Okay, I don't like it. I don't like how he looked. I don't like that. And it ain't got nothing to do with the color or nothing like that, because I fuck with Cameron. I don't like it. Don't like it. Don't like, they say Young Thug misses and don't get it fucked up. What other nigga you know besides Young Thug that really is about that action? But he'll have you wondering what the hell going on the way he do. Young Thug is not no bitch ass nigga. I like Young Thug. I don't like everything he say. But Young Thug really, you know, is one of them type of people. Like, nigga, what's up? You know, he'll get ignorant, okay? And he will also put on all of this pink shit and go and live his life. And that's something that I can admire about people. Do what you want to do. It ain't about who else likes it. Are you comfortable? And that's really my hope, you know, just for anybody out in the world. Do what the fuck makes you happy. If you are not, here on my rule of thumb, if you are not harming anybody, do you. Do you. And that's just that. Young Thug dressing how he dressed, it can't bother a person like me. For what? That ain't my nigga. Could I be friends with a man that dressed like that? Yeah. They don't have nothing to do with me. So when I come into the space, it's about you and how you are as a person. You know, how you represent yourself. If that's not harming anybody, then come on, let's go get some chicken. Bitch, I don't care. The fuck? I just want people to be comfortable, you know what I'm saying, within themselves. And if you are, then okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna tear you down. I'm not finna try to make you feel bad or that. Now, if we feel like somebody's pandering or something, that's different. You know? If we feel like somebody doing something for effect and I didn't, yeah, we'll talk about that. You know, are there agendas? Yeah. But once again, if you do have other people who are just being comfortable and trying to express themselves, and I don't think that we should try to put people in a box and try to make them feel like they can't do that or something's wrong with them when they do that. You know? So, you know, whatever. Now let's get into Gunna's wardrobe. Now this was interesting. How do y'all feel about what he had on? And I think that a lot of men in hip hop are being more willing to just jump on out that box and put on what the fuck they want to put on. Okay. And so he has on like pink leather pants. He was matching Young Thug. The reason why people are talking about what the fuck he had on was because of what his damn top said. His shirt says, "Big Dick is back outside." And the back of his shirt said, "And loving it." And then in the space where all the eyes should have been, there were little dicks. Okay? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba with no McDonald's. Are you trying to tell us something? What's going on here? So wait, let me get this straight. Heather Rose is out here fighting in the middle of the street with bitches for you. Do I have that correct? Wow. Let's go ahead and take a look at the fight that broke out when his longtime side hoe got into it with another bitch that called her son gay. No. Heather Rose called this other woman's son gay because she said that the woman was trying to hook up with her and Gunna while they were in a relationship. Hook up with them while they were in a relationship. Yeah, that's what I said. Let's get into the fight because we ain't reading all this shit. Look at these hoes. And they say Heather Rose was the one that's going to end up on the ground, child. You cannot tell me that you feel like you're succeeding in life and you're purposely meeting up with bitches to roll around on the concrete in the middle of the night. I refuse to believe it. What the fuck? And they're fighting. Let's make sure you have an understanding of this. They're fighting over a man that has a shirt on talking about his big dicks outside. So, you know, this shit is a mess. They said, is that Little Miss Roast Beef? Yeah, that's her. So, child, let's go ahead and get into Erica Banks getting booed at the motherfucking Rolling Loud. And did she get booed? Yes. B-O-O, Showtime at the Apollo. The bitch would have got swept off that hoe on another stage. They absolutely did boo Erica Banks. Erica Banks, I told y'all before, she doesn't have that star quality. Is she talented? I personally think so. I think there are some things she needs to work on, but that's anybody. Erica is talented, but the wardrobe and that star power is not there. The big moment I felt like was busted. And does a human only get one chance, one opportunity? In this music industry, you got to grab hold, baby. But we ain't going to count you out. You know, busted, it did well on TikTok. That means you can have another one. All it takes is for something to trend. But for some reason, she was not able to take flight, her or her brand, after Busted has some success. And I feel like that says a lot about, you know, her star power. It doesn't translate. There were millions of impressions on that Busted challenge that did not translate to Erica Banks' Instagram. And it doesn't translate when she's going, you know what I'm saying, to perform and stuff like that. So let me show you the proof.
Some
ladies
do some special shit on this stage tonight.
What you trying to see?
I'm trying to see you grab a couple females like me and you, like.
Y'all want to come to the stage?
Shut the fuck up.
Y'all know we about to bust it, right?
So it all was just awkward. She was telling her DJ to shut the fuck up. You know, she was being booed. The wardrobe was bad. Erica looked horrible. Horrible, bitch. I think she always has a consistent show in terms of, you know, performing and moving around and going to her marks and stuff like that. But like I said, I don't think it has anything to do with, oh, people just want to hate Erica Banks because of Megan Thee Stallion. Baby, this crowd don't know nothing about that. They did not like her performance. The end. And you have to allow that to exist. Y'all always trying to make, you know, simple ass excuses for these damn people. It is what it is. These people at Rolling Loud that was in that damn audience, she did not come out there and wow them. Because there were other people that they may not have known, but they still was vibing. For whatever reason, they weren't fucking with her. And it happens. I think she handled it well. I will say that. But Erica Banks, they're going to have to go back into the lab and figure out what they need to do with her. You know what I'm saying? To help her along. Because at this rate, you know, we won't be hearing about her too much longer. And as always, rest in peace, Bethany. Okay? Everything you touch gonna fail till you do right by her. Okay. Whew. Coy. This is another one. Coy Leroy. She was performing at Rolling Loud. And y'all remember when Coy went to Houston, right? And everybody was looking like, who the fuck is this? The same thing happened here. But this time, it had more of an impact to me. When Coy went to Houston and people didn't really know who she was and they didn't know what the fuck she was talking about, they weren't feeling it. She was still getting her footing. And I felt like she was still, like, you know, fresh in terms of... She had been out, of course. But there were a lot of people who weren't aware of who Coy was. They don't know. They didn't know who sung that little song. Because there'd be a lot of Instagram shit. Okay, then she had done another show. And then the crowd was hype. So I thought we were on the up and up. For Coy to come to Rolling Loud and get this reception, I felt like that was horrendous. Let me play it for you.
Okay, hold on, let's go. See, I drop the top of you niggas, I ride right past and keep shit pushing. Black to the money, say. Chrome Hearts or these Matthew Williams, which one can't decide? Hold on, walk into your buy it all. Stop bitches so mad, these bitches broke and bitter. So don't relax before I take your nigga, I won't give him back.
So, I mean, it was, you see what I'm saying? These stars, quote unquote, are coming to these live shows and realizing don't nobody fuck with them like that. All of this Instagram shit is not translating when it's time to go outside for real. Okay? And that's what we're seeing. The deal with Coy is that one song did okay. It did good. I did bullshit. Is anybody listening to anything else from Coy Leroy? Yeah, didn't think so. Ain't nobody listening to that shit. And she said her album coming in September. Girl, we'll see. We'll see. Now, Coy did respond. She said, we don't give no fucks. We all get money, okay? And let them hate. So here she is. Looking like a teenager going through a phase. And I didn't like her response. Customer is always right. That's the type of mentality you should have when you're working in retail, at the store, whatever, that type of business, and in the music industry. The customer is always right. You can't please everybody. But when you have like large amounts of people that aren't identifying with you, you know, I just feel like you should start listening. Versus being cocky and da da da, and try to understand, you know, or try to figure out what the problem is and go back to the drawing board and show them that you do care. You know, something like, if you feel like that wasn't my best show, I can't wait to prove you wrong and go hard at the next one. Shout out to everybody that's been showing me love. You know, once again, this social media attitude of looking unbald and da 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 is really killing y'all's fucking careers in the long run. Show some humanity. You know what I'm saying? Let the people know that you give a fuck and that you're willing to listen. And that'll take you so much further. This goes back to media training. Because you need these people. Those fans sitting up in the goddamn crowd or people who aren't fans yet, baby, you want them to know you. And it might not have been the best this year. But coming back, well, fuck it, because we make money. That's the problem. Y'all only worried about the money y'all can make without actually connecting with these motherfucking people. How long you going to be able to make money if don't nobody come out? Huh? So I just feel like there's a better way to handle things if you are going to address it. And just like Erica Banks, they need to go into the lab and figure out what it's going to take to help Koi when it's time to go outside. She got the social media side on lock. Okay, let's have that translate. You know? Let's get into what Koi said. Oh, I didn't put that up though. Well, shit. Let's move on to Kodak Black and Tory. Okay. Hold on. Let me write his name. So, Kodak Black and Tory. Kodak Black went on the stage. And like I always say, you either like Kodak Black music or you don't. The end. Ain't no in between. I love Kodak Black music. You can't even tell me that I ain't Kodak Black when that shit come on. Because, bitch, I be rapping my ass off if I'm fucking with the particular record. I don't love every song, but, bitch, especially his old shit. Yeah, especially the old shit. Slade and Corlinks and J-Pay and, all my shit. And even some things on the new album, but I like all the other shit. All of that. And so let's go ahead and get into, what the hell is this? Let's go ahead and get into Kodak Black's performance at Rolling Loud. Kodak Black had the crowd going crazy. New shit, old shit, and everything in between. They was loving them some Kodak Black. I didn't expect anything less anyway, but for shit show being down in Miami, Florida. So they were absolutely fucking with Kodak. Then Kodak brings out Tory, okay?
Y'all make some motherfucking noise for Kodak running this motherfucker, huh? I got a little surprise for y'all. Let's go.
I'm finna mute this right here. But do you see the crowd for Tory? I think that all artists, there needs to be a fucking class. And not just because of him. Not just because it's him. It just is him in this case. There needs to be a class modeled after this nigga's fucking resilience. A lot of other people would not have made it through that shit. And I'm not saying that he, you know, done dealing with the shit or anything like that. A lot of people would have fucking folded. He is an artist in the music industry. And there are so many artists that commit suicide, that turn to drugs, that give up. And this nigga has not. And that is amazing and it's fucking inspiring. And I don't give a fuck how you feel about me saying that shit. The music industry that he was supposed to be a part of turned their fucking backs on him because of somebody who was more mainstream. And they counted him out. And he decided that he wasn't going to let that defeat him. And he continued to work. He continued to work on what he loved. And, you know, the people that fuck with him, they showed that they fuck with him behind the scenes and in front of the camera. And he's been given opportunities like this to come out on stage and perform. And to see the people on the same page. Look at them. Look at them. To see the people on the same page. Bitch, that shit was inspiring to me. Because at the end of the day, it's just another lesson of, bitch, once again, people gonna act accordingly. You let them people count you out, that's what they gonna do. You step about it and then keep on, bitch, standing up tall and proud, ain't nothing they could do with you. Keep on working on your shit. And it takes a very strong person to do that. You know, so I think that other artists should really pay attention, you know, and I think that, you know, maybe he should, maybe when he sit down and do an interview and shit like that, like, what are some things that you did to get through? Like, how do you feel like you got through this shit? What would you say to other artists? Because, like I said, there are so many people who wouldn't have made it through the type of publicity and the type of situation that the media and different people and companies, you know, tried to put him in. All of that horrible ass press and accusing him of all this different shit, everything. Everything, everything, everything. And he came out there and fucked it up, okay? And so that was on Saturday. And then that's when Tory announced that Gratata was going to come out today. The video is out now, but we're going to watch it when we get done recording because YouTube is lame. But the song, we already heard it last night, and we fucking with that shit. Now, I told y'all earlier that I'm calling Tory Chavez this week. Take a look at Round About the Head. Okay, y'all see the waves? He's giving me, you know, Mexican that hang with niggas this week. And then he got the gold grill. Sucker for a gold grill. I was loving the whole vibe of the whole record. Literally. Let me let you hear this part right here. Real quick.
Suck my dick, nigga. Hey, I know y'all have on me in jail, but I'm a stunt because I'm a ball.
Bitch, I just feel like that's something I would have said, and that's why I really was laughing. Bitch, I just feel like I cut. Look, if we was in the studio and the beat was on, they was trying to come up with something, and he said, "What's something I could say right here?" Bitch, I would have said something like that. I would have said that. Like, it's just the energy of the whole thing, and the way he throw that shit back up in y'all face. Like, fuck you. I love it. Yo, bitch want me in jail, but I'm a stunt because I'm a baller. Hold on.
Suck my dick, nigga. Hey, I know y'all have on me in jail, but I'm a stunt because I'm a baller.
Okay. They said, who called him Taco Lanes? So, that was yesterday. And so, the song is out. And then, like I said, the video is out and we will watch it. And I definitely hope that, And I do feel like it'll do just as well, if not better, than the record that he did with DaBaby. You know, Kodak Black does very well. Kodak Black had put out a video not too long, like last week, and one day, 4 million motherfucking views. So, child. Bitch, please. Rolling Stone has listed Megan Thee Stallion's set list as one of the 10 best things at Rolling Loud. They lying. They lying. I saw so many other people, and they weren't, all of them weren't even huge names. They did better than her ass and had a better set list than her ass. Bullshit. But anyway, they're going to do that anyway. Next, moving along, let's get into Bia. Bia performed, and we are proud of Bia. Hold on. Y'all can't hear that bomb. Hold on. Let me drop a bomb for Bia. Hold on. You... Rico Nasty had the people fucking going. You understand? Had the people going. Let's go ahead and get into some of Bia's performance. Mulatto.
I need y'all to sing with me because Nikki's not here tonight, y'all. Can we run no bullshit, that bullshit
get old? Can we run no whole shit, the whole? Okay. Let me be honest. And she did let Nikki's part play all the way through.
It's a whole lot of money.
I'm trying to let you hear it.
In the air, left to
right. Okay, you see the crowd into it and stuff like that. Only thing I want to say is that, Bia. Oh, let me write you down, boo. Everything can't be laid back, babe. And that's my one critique. Bia, in the way that she delivers, is very smooth. You know what I mean? And just real player and, you know, low-key. She chilling. She chills on the tracks. I feel like, especially when you're already delivering that way, your stage presence really has to be there. Bia did do a good job, but my critique would be to have some more energy when you're performing on stage, and then get into more crowd participation. But she's definitely on the right track, and I was very, very proud of her. But I will not lie, I found myself bored watching Bia's performance. I really did. I found myself bored when she was sitting with Nicki Minaj, you know? So I do think that she's talented, absolutely, and I think she's a beautiful girl. I just think that she needs to really, 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 you know what I'm saying? Come on, show us some more of your personality. Don't be afraid. And then go ahead and step out a little bit more. But I think she did a good job. And like I said, I think she's well on her way. You know, because the crowd, she was, you know, let's go left to right. Come on, y'all. So it wasn't that she wasn't trying. I just think that it'll take some more time. It'll take some more time and more performances and getting more comfortable. I did like that she had some choreography and she was playing around and dancing around and stuff like that. I like that she had the Bia boys and she had the two guys come out and dance with her and stuff like that. So it's not like, oh, Bia was horrible. No, I'm not saying that. Everybody can be critiqued, and those are mine for her performance. So shout out to Bia, and I think she did a good job. What time is it? Okay. I have a massage scheduled for 2, so I gotta watch this motherfucking clock. All right, you guys. Big Lotto came through and showed y'all why she the biggest. She did I was proud of her. So if they want to talk about it, Rolling Stone, or no, was that Billboard fake ass? Y'all need to make sure. Mulatto better be on that list. The crowd knew all of the motherfucking words. And you could tell that it just warmed Mulatto's fucking heart. And then she's smiling, and it looked so genuine. And then she rapping, they rapping. She would pause and do some of the 8 count with the dancers. And then she would go back to her mark and you know, rap her parts and stuff like that. She delivered. And no, she didn't stand up there and just shake her booty the whole time. She did a little razzle dazzle. But she also, you know what I'm saying, was doing some choreo and then would actually rap. You could hear her and everything. And the crowd was into it and she was interacting with them. They was filling the track list and it just hit on all counts. And so Mulatto, she had fun and you could tell. You can tell when people have fun with what they're doing. And that she did good, you know, yesterday. And so I was really, really proud of her. I was watching it. And she was just getting me more hype. And they was getting me more hype. They was like, Millie, let's not go crazy. Let's not go crazy. What? Did you watch it? She did a great job, honestly. That's how I felt. Do you hear the crowd? Bitch, please. Don't try to play Mulatto. Mulatto came out there with that energy. The crowd was hype. And that bitch, they are loud and clear. You can hear them rapping word for word her shit. Baby, this is what you want when you take your ass on that stage. That's the type of reception that you want. Everybody reposting their clips. She got clips that she could be proud of. Because, baby, everybody was in sync on that day. I think it's some dry-ass hating on Mulatto going on in the chat. Yeah, I'll say it. If you don't like her, then just say that. But she had a great motherfucking set. Uh-huh. Let me say this. This is my one critique for Big Lotto. Mulatto looks like she's gained some weight. And it happens. She still look good than the bitch. Y'all know the thicker the better, okay? For me. But when you turned around, baby girl, and we went to zoom in on the ass to do the little shaking roundabout, and then we had, you know, the cellulite, the white side of you was showing and stuff with all of that, and all that, baby, we want to tone that up a little bit. You still are a performer. And I hate when y'all ass sit up and be like, well, the person's human. That could be human all they want to. They are entertainer, and there's certain things that need to be together. So you going to turn around and dress a particular way and shake shit? Okay, then tone that shit up a little bit. And I think that Mulatto needs to go and tone up a little bit. Beautiful girl, and she does look good. But like I said, We want this stuff to be flattering. And I don't think it's fair to sit up and see Lizzo and sit up and say, well, because she's big overall, ain't nothing that she could do that could be flattering. No. I have always said, it ain't about the size. It ain't about the fact that this person weighs this much and this person weighs this much. Somebody that's a size zero could do or wear something or look unflattering. So y'all sitting up saying, well, who else needs to tone up? She's like, okay, she could tone up a little bit. She could tone up a little bit. And like, let me, hold on. Let's get into this. Doja Cat had to tone up a little bit. So let you, all over here up in the ass crack right here. If we gonna do stuff like that, then let's go ahead and tone it up a little bit. You know? That's it, that's all. That's it, them flabby asses. Look, look. They said tone up and drink water. Okay, amen. Great set, girl. Great set. They said just a little cellulite ain't bad. I don't want to hear that shit. You heard what I just said. And that's exactly what the fuck I think. They said Jocelyn a big fine hoe. She is. And toned up too. Tone the fuck up. Station head. I got a motherfucking question. What show did Barty Gang Radio do that got more numbers than Mob Radio? What day of the week did y'all use the episode? What are we comparing? What the hell is the weekly leaderboard at this point in time on Station Head? I'ma keep on saying it. All of the motherfucking, they said not Nan. Like, quit fucking playing. Because we've seen they damn numbers over there. And that's with Cardi there or without. All of these people that do shows that don't have content, that are just playing music, need to be in another category. And content creators need to be in their own category. End of discussion. I only see two damn shows on here. Milagro Grams and Rai Ali. Everything else is them running over there to play them damn songs for 12 hours straight. What the hell? What is this shit? I don't even be looking at this shit no more. Bitch, I did 365. I wouldn't give a damn if I wasn't even on that list. Okay. Oh, it is, but I do think that. I think they need to go on another list. They said, and where's Nikki people at then? Okay. What the hell be going on? Chump. And I don't, there is not a show that Barty Gang has done. Justin got more listens. Bitch, when I'm fucking chilling. So I don't know what the hell y'all talking about, but y'all have fun. And guess what, Barty Gang? If it was never worth speaking on every day of the week, like for the last past 2 years, when I done been ahead of y'all hoes, if it wasn't worth speaking on then this don't mean nothing now. I don't want to hear nothing. Oh, yeah, we beat Mob Radio. It ain't nothing to celebrate if it ain't shit when I'm always ahead of y'all. So save the drama for your mama. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to fucking hear it. For the bitches in the back. Child. Because y'all know how shit be going. Yeah, yeah, we did better than my breath. Bitch, is that credit? Do you feel like somebody? So that would mean that we the shit then. Because you feel like you did something. Let me know. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Bitch, I got annoyed yesterday. Mulatto did her performance, right? And then social media decided to zoom in on this picture. Because I was looking like, what's the problem? Bitch, they gonna zoom in on Mulatto fucking razor bumps. Are y'all not human? Y'all ain't never got razor bumps before? Have y'all never gotten razor bumps before? Like, y'all just really will pick up anything to try to talk about. Y'all couldn't find nothing else to say about that fucking girl because she had a great performance and you wanted to be ugly. So you decided to zoom in on her crotch and highlight that she had razor bumps from removing hair from her genitals. Okay, you should feel dumb, because that was fucking stupid. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into Megan Thee Stallion. Oh, shit. Now, this is where the shit get messy as hell. And if you was on Station Head, then, bitch, you already know that we didn't, baby, talked about this, laughed about it. Bitch, talked about it and laughed till we cried about it. And then dissected it again. I'm talking about a fucking mess. And let me hit this button again, too.
More money.
Are you enjoying the show? Then go ahead and drop something in my Cash App or my PayPal, because this is an independent operation. This channel is funded by the people, for the people. So you gonna invest in a nigga or what?
And that's why I'm always upfront with you guys, and we talk the way we do. I agree with a comment that was made that people Photoshop so much that people forget what real people look like. You know, and that's really fucking sad. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me show y'all Megan's man and how he did at Rolling Loud before I show y'all Megan. It was pathetic. Spoiler alert. Look at Partisan Fontaine. I'm trying to figure out how he got up though. But go ahead. Watch this. He'll be right back. Look at the crowd. Okay, some people need to just stick to writing. What the fuck are you doing? Don't sit your dumb ass down. And then he's talking about I'll be right back. What? Before we get into the Rolling Loud performance, Megan had a performance at the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition event that they had. That was the night that Megan looked really pretty. And, you know, she's very photogenic and she's a beautiful girl. So the hair and the makeup is typically always, you know, like on point for the most part. But then when we get to the outfit, you know, it's always like, what the fuck? And, you know, so that's the running thing. Well, this is the night of her with the dress on where everything was like hitting finally. It was like, oh, okay. I don't think there was anything to say about her look on the carpet. Now, Megan performed. And this was a custom fit that they did for Megan. Oh my God. Is the WWE the backup plan? That is a fair question. What the fuck? I agree with comments that it looked like a Mustang Sally Beyonce inspired get up. I am so sick and tired of these damn stirrups, bitch. I could spit. You know, I think we need to step away, you know, from it. And why are we doing the Madonna 1980, you know, Patti LaBelle spiky shoulders with the shoulder pads with the stirrups and shit? They say it's giving Stephanie McMahon. This looks like one of the wrestling divas outfits for WrestleMania. This is what it'd be looking like. I just don't understand. And it wouldn't take much. They need to decide what her stage look is going to be. And I know that they've decided that it'll be the cowgirl, Texas, you know, hot girl. Because when Megan came out, she was always wearing the stirrups and had the hat and shit like that. But we need to get away from that country shit. Okay? You are a hip-hop artist. So ain't nobody got time for the rhinestone cowgirl. At all. And y'all need to pick a new concept for stage. And then I think, like, go with that. I think that beautiful flowy looks, when, like, you know, maybe tresses, light curls, and it's bouncy and fun. She always somewhere bouncing her ass and shit. Cute, you know, like cute dresses that flow. And something, what the hell do this shit be? It's always like a dressy bikini or this shit. I don't like it. How do y'all feel about it? Because I do not be feeling these looks. And I like this one better than I've liked a lot of them. But to me, it was still the same old type shit. And then, babe, and Lil Nas X too. I hate his same look too. that says Selena Quintanilla Perez re-envisioned. Don't ever play with Selena like that. No. I didn't say a ballroom gown. That's not what I said. That hoe is not fucking with Selena. No. But Megan is soulful otherwise, so let's not even bring up Selena, please. She's not to be fucked with. So, I don't like it. But I do think, like I said, it looked better than a lot of other stuff I've seen. But anyway, that was Megan the night before. Now, let's go ahead and get into the performance on stage and what the hell was going on. So, let's do that. And let me go to Mobb's World for that. Chum. And I'm going to say it, bitch, because y'all be acting like y'all scared. Megan been on a diet once again for 8 years and ain't even lost one fluid ounce. I don't know what type of diet her ass on. So let's go ahead and take a look. Okay, these are some of the clips. Y'all make sure y'all check them out. Let's look at this one. Megan's outfit was absolutely ridiculous. This girl came out here with a bedazzled padded bra, panties, some Air Force Ones, and what looked like a pool cover up with the titty part out, with the damn dress or whatever, the fabric stopping right above her ass so the bottom of it's hanging out, and then right above her fucking pussy. She looks like a $2 streetwalker on the Las Vegas Strip on a Saturday night. That shit looked a mess. I guess it was the theme was supposed to be Miami and da 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 da. It was giving the bitches at the pool that make you not want to get in. That's what I felt like it was. It was just look at this shit. I hated her look for the show. And I don't understand why didn't nobody bring her a towel. Because I do understand, you know, that it gets really hot and stuff like that. But Megan was sweating like a hog on the run in the middle of the seasonal hunt. That bitch was over there hot. Okay, they said the cameraman was a pervert. No, he wasn't. Megan wants you to look at her ass. They make it a focal point. Let's take a look at this part right here. When Megan performed Hot Girl Summer. And this is when all the bullshit gets started. What do I have to say about Megan's set? Nothing. Because I only saw clips. I can't give a fair assessment of her whole set. Because I didn't watch that bullshit. Bitch, on God. The parts I saw, I can tell you about that. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But yeah, let's get into Hot Girl Summer. Let me say this about Megan's performance, the parts that I did see. I feel like Megan, if you've seen one performance, you've seen them all. There's never anything dynamic to me about Megan's performances. Okay? To me, it'd be different variations of the little twerking that she does. It's very repetitive, and then they just do it in different iterations. You know, they do have choreography, but to me, that's even redundant. So, when I have watched Megan Thee Stallion perform, I just have not been interested. Megan went through a medley of Tina Snow records, and the crowd was into it. Did they get as hype as they did for others? No. But they, hey, El Boogie Baby. But they were absolutely, plugged in and paying attention and rapping along. You know, it wasn't the hypest, but they were plugged in. But once again, it was just some more of that same old shit. You know? And I just be like, okay. They said, I miss artists knowing their lyrics. I don't think that Megan forgot any lyrics, but I do feel like a lot of people did forget their lyrics per a lot of the different ones I watched. Now, the controversy with this was that she did not play Nicki Minaj's part. She played her fucking part. And then when Nicki Minaj's part came, they cut it off. She shook her ass and they went to the next song. Now, Brooklyn Johnny gave a shout out to Megan and Cardi. And she, did play Cardi's part. Okay, she did play Cardi's part. Yeah. Okay, so that's Cardi's part. We're not gonna play the whole song, but that was Cardi's part that was playing. And so she allowed Cardi's part to play on WAP, and then she allowed Beyonce's part to play. Okay, them dreams. She let her play that part. Is Megan obligated to play Nicki Minaj's part, and was it shade? Okay, this is the big question of the night. Was it shade? Megan didn't do anything she ain't been doing. So if anybody was looking for her to, you know, do this to do that, I think that you had high expectations, high hopes, like track number one on Party Next Door album, okay? Still title. That hoe wasn't gonna play that damn record. But if she had any type of fucking true respect, and if she ever fucked with Nicki and respected her as an artist the way she claimed, she would have played it. I, as a viewer, as a consumer, as somebody, Investigation ID on Instagram posted about T.I. and Tiny. Hold on. What? The fuck that said? Bitch. They going over everything. You in trouble if you didn't made it to ID, baby. Ooh. Now let's get back to the bullshit, okay? Because we already at 2 hours and 45 minutes. Let me hurry up, but you do not want to make it. They said, man, you typing soda today. What's up, baby? I just did that literally with one hand. Yeah. Come on now. Now, you know these hoes is not fucking with these hands, love. You know that. Don't play yourself. But, yeah, I got a hand holding these sexy-ass titties that I'm looking at. Okay? My left hand and then my right hand, which I use my four fingers, and I typed it up. Thank you. If Megan had any respect, she would have done it. I don't give a fuck that Megan didn't play Young Thug part and she didn't play the baby part. Let me tell you something. Nicki Minaj is not one of them. When you get a Nicki Minaj feature, if you're going to play the motherfucking song and you have the opportunity to play her part, then go ahead and fucking play it. Because Nicki Minaj is the reason why you were able to go to the next level. Could you have done it without her? We will never know. Because Nicki Minaj, where in the fuck was Cardi B when you was that little black girl on Instagram getting drunk and shaking your ass trying to make it? Where was Cardi B? I couldn't tell you, but I know what Nicki Minaj was. Checking her comments and staying plugged into her fans and being nice to your ass and got your ass up on that goddamn live. When you was only getting 300 people. Bitch, Megan was only getting 300 people on her motherfucking live. And this was at the height of when Tina Snow came out and she was shaking her ass all over everywhere. We have proof of that. After Nicki Minaj, that's when shit jumped up. I do think it's fair to say that you were spoken of in different spaces and were able to go ahead and get a record with Beyonce and Cardi B because Nicki Minaj fucked with you. Hot Girl Summer was a huge record for you. Your first big record. So I think out of fucking respect for what was done and just for what that record means, you would go ahead and acknowledge her in this instance. That's why I wasn't fucking with it. She didn't do anything that I didn't expect because it's her. I think she did what she always does, just acting like it don't exist. So I don't think it was a calculated, I'm not going to play Nicki's part. I just feel like if you were ever a real bitch who really ever fucked with Nicki like you claimed, then that part would have got played and you would have showed that love on this motherfucking set. And that's just how I feel about that, okay? You played Cardi's part. What was the reason? If you want to tell me, because it was a hit, so was Hot Girl Summer. You played Beyonce's part. What was the reason? You played Beyonce part because it was Beyonce. You played Cardi part because it was Cardi. And you trying to, or is anybody trying to imply Nicki don't deserve the same respect? Bullshit. So that's how I feel about that. Well, I'm not even finna do 20 on 10. Not even finna do 20 on 10. But I feel like it's more of a respect thing than anything else. You know? So I thought that was some bullshit. Now, what happened after that? Well, after that, and this after, you know, she was still up there performing. if you notice, Megan is not out here. Megan was off stage. Now, people started rumors that, you know, they booted Megan off stage because the show was too rated R and all kind of shit like that. We don't know what happened because we weren't there, okay? But I think Megan ran off stage because of what happened next. Now, hold on. Megan was late showing up to the stage, like 15 minutes. And I think that those 15 minutes that was lost in the beginning, bitch, you know, she had to make up for it at the end. I honestly feel like that's what the hell happened. Because, baby, I feel like that was one issue. And then I feel like Megan wanted to get the fuck out of Dodge because the baby came out next, okay? Now, what happened with the damn baby? Let me go ahead and get into this fucking mess. Let me say this. Y'all know I do not like Jonathan's behavior. Y'all know that? And are we very clear on that? I have been here on my radio reading through court documents, reading through this net, playing tech. We've been talking about it. We ain't never been partial. It don't matter who it is. If it happened, it's up for discussion because that's what we do. Okay? And so we've always done that. I have seen the baby perform, but I've never seen the baby perform on a set like this. I think there's a difference when it comes to performing at the BET Awards and a live show. Very different. That's different than a tour. If I was watching the baby's performance as an investor, I would have invested in that nigga. I would have invested in that nigga. He put on a motherfucking show. His stamina was great. Him and interacting with the crowd was great. You know, the set list, keeping them in. Baby, the baby, I would have invested in that nigga. Point blank fucking period. He did amazing. He was one of the fucking standouts. He was one of the standouts, if not the best. I got to go watch T-Pain set. They say he fucked it up. You know, a lot of people did good, but the baby tore that motherfucker up. So, and I see Lil Baby saying he barely rapped. The sound quality, the sound was off. If you watched his set, you saw him getting on his people in the back, letting them know that they was fucking up. His energy, everything. Baby, he fucking delivered. You know? But I think that's what the issue was, the sound. And it wasn't just him. It was a lot of people the whole fucking weekend. So the baby had been performing, you know, doing his shit. And then he plays Crybaby, right? And a lot of people didn't expect him to play it because y'all know Megan got an attitude with him this week. And so, you know, everybody was looking like, okay, but he played it. The shit went up to a whole nother level when he invites, and this mascot, let's call it a mascot. This mascot had been on stage, you know, for a little while. But then as Crybaby is closing out and it ends, the fucking mascot comes up and stands next to the baby. And the baby says, I bet y'all $1 million y'all can't guess who's inside the costume. So everybody trying to guess. Guess who was in the motherfucking costume, bitch? Brother. Let me block this girl, because I don't know who she's talking to. Okay, let's press play.
$1 million right now. You can guess who. Photon, Stunner, who you think? Who? Who? Who?
I know who that is.
Bitch. So, wait. Let's get into it. Tory performed on Saturday and fucked it up. Bitch came back on Sunday and did it again. Y'all might as well go put him on the damn lineup. Shit. Baby Tory then came in on two different days and fucked that bitch up. So everybody's going fucking crazy. But why what? They have a song together called Scat. What do you mean why? How many views did Scat get? How good did Scat do? What the fuck do you mean? Why? Y'all really be asking some dumbass questions. The question is, why not? The fuck? Don't play with brother. So he came out. You know, they did scat, and because it came right after Megan's performance, and because it came right after the Crybaby song, bitch, everybody sitting up here looking like, bitch, I know you lying. So they taking it as shade. So it was a little kiki, bitch. Then what happened? Then that's when the baby, he stops and he says, I'm gonna need y'all to show this next one a lot of love. You know what I'm saying? This song mean a lot to me. Blah, blah, fucking blah. This nigga says, baby don't politic. Let's get into it. What song that nigga played, y'all? This nigga plays Cash Shit.
This is a very important song to me. Cause you know, baby don't politic. Uh-huh. I'm a real nigga.
Yeah.
I'll be on that Cash Shit.
Oh, real nigga.
Let's go. Open it up.
Baby, anything that meant showing love to Megan, like in the record, baby, he was giving it shade. He spoke out. He rapped the little parts he wanted to rap. He played the shit and interacted with that crowd. Bitch, if you saw that shit live, you was kicking. And the whole shade of it was, I don't politic. I'm about my Cash Shit. Bitch. And then here comes Real Hot Girl Shit. Bitch, we was sitting up here dying, bitch. If you was on Station Head when we saw this shit, when that moment happened, it was one of those. I'm going to let you finish, but it was just so messy, bitch. It was so messy. He played Crybaby. Here go Tory. Tory go off stage, and then he makes this statement, and then he plays this song. It was a lot. It was a lot, bitch. And did the baby have a right? How much money Megan had made off them songs that he brought so much life to? That's what I want to ask you. Crybaby, if the baby wouldn't have been on that shit, it wouldn't have done as well. Cash Shit, it wouldn't have done as well. The end. So why he can't perform songs that were big records for him as well? That's stupid. Y'all want people... Let me help you explain something. Megan Thee Stallion fans, I'm going to show you. I'm going to reveal yourself to you. You fucking hypocrite assholes. And you answer me this. Take the baby off this motherfucking screen. The baby was Megan's work husband. And none of y'all had a problem with him when he was putting his hands on women. When he was allegedly putting his hands on the elderly, when allegedly his crew was stealing from the same Airbnb that Megan had been in when she claimed she had been shot at, when his ass was going back into the establishment and hemming up the men, y'all didn't have not one problem with the baby's behavior until it had to do with somebody you gave a fuck about. Shut your bitch ass up. Ain't no question, bitch. Fuck you. You literally have no goddamn leg to stand on. You want him to pick a side. There are people in the music industry accused of fucking murder. Y'all ain't said shit about Kodak Black, who admitted to, wasn't that a RAPE rape? Make it make sense. Hold on. Wasn't Lil Uzi one of the biggest acts of the night that everybody was talking about? Ain't he the same one that just got accused of pulling a gun on Britney Bird and striking her in her face in a restaurant? You hoes don't stand for shit. Shut your bitch ass up. Ain't nobody worried about these hoes. Y'all just like Megan, and y'all hate the fact that people ain't kissing her ass. End of discussion. It's fake ass outrage. You're just mad because he didn't pick Megan over Tory. You're mad because he stopped playing that game. Not stopped playing because he wasn't in it. That was Megan. You're just fucking mad because the baby didn't go along with that bullshit and play into trying to play Tory Lanez. When Megan was all on social media, oh, that song ain't going to get cleared. It ain't going to do this. Y'all had fun and sat up and laughed at Tory's expense. And them niggas didn't say nothing. And when the song came out and it did better than Megan's single, you hoes didn't have nothing to say. It got real motherfucking quiet. You're a bunch of mad ass bitches that might as well get over it, because it's not going anywhere. And ain't nobody kissing Megan ass and going along with that bullshit. Not doing it. Not doing it. And he would have performed with Megan if Megan ain't have an attitude. Didn't we just see Megan hanging out with Meek Mill? Wasn't he accused of, you know, being abusive to Nicki Minaj? Y'all don't give a fuck? So get the fuck out of my face. You hoes is fucking stupid. This is a damn job. He don't owe Megan a motherfucking thing. And that's where y'all and Megan had it fucked up at. But if only you knew. Yeah, it's all fun and games to everybody else start playing. You do not get to decide that because you feel like somebody's a victim that they can taunt and harass people on social media. Who the fuck do you think you are? And I wouldn't give a damn if somebody had been proven a victim. You don't have a right to sit up and try to terrorize somebody on social media and try to, you know, rally up people to be ugly towards them. You ain't no motherfucking God, bitch. Fuck you. And that's the difference between me and the next bitch. I don't go on my damn social media platforms and try to convince nobody of a motherfucking thing. That ain't my place. You come to my fucking show to hear what I gotta say, my opinion on some shit, I will tell you. That's what I get paid for. The bitch, you don't see me online. Go, y'all, go report this. Y'all see this? Y'all don't think this and that? For what? Megan tried to convince everybody of something about another human being. And that's exactly where she fucked up at. And as far as I'm concerned, God has found favor with Tory. Because otherwise, I don't think he would have all the different blessings that he's had. The end. So it's real funny how everything played out. Now, let's go ahead and get into what people are calling homophobic statements from DaBaby. Okay? Let's get into this.
Show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2-3 weeks, put a cell phone light in the air. Lady, if your pussy smell like water, put a cell phone light in the air. Fellas.
Lights up.
Fellas, if you ain't sucking nigga dick in the parking lot, put your cell phone lights in the air.
Let's be real about this shit.
Yeah, keep it fucking real.
Some of y'all niggas suspect as a motherfucker, let's be real.
One more time.
You didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2-3 weeks, put a cell phone light in the air.
How do I feel about what the fuck he said? Oh, shit. Oh, I'm finna have to go in a little bit. Literally in a little bit. Hold on. How do I feel about this? Unnecessary. I do not like how he started with HIV and AIDS and ended with men sucking dick in the parking lot. I didn't like that. I wanna play devil's advocate. That's what I want to do. DaBaby is a heterosexual man. So if he wants the people that he identifies with to make some noise, wouldn't that be men who are not out in the parking lot sucking dick? Would I be homophobic if I said, where my bitches at that don't lick pussy? What, is that homophobic? I don't think that's homophobic. I just think that it was unnecessary. Very unnecessary. And it's in the realm of ignorant. And I, like I said, I don't like how it started off with the HIV and the AIDS thing. But what was in between all of that? Because I think y'all are really taking this and making it something that it's not. DaBaby did not say, if you a straight nigga that ain't got HIV because you ain't out there sucking dick in the park, you ain't a man out there sucking another man dick in the parking lot. If he had said that, then I think that, okay, then that's clear cut. Like, okay. But he didn't say that. He did say something, like I said, that I feel like is ignorant, you know, but I don't think it was homophobic. You just don't like it. You don't like it. It made you feel a way. And it's okay, babe. And I'm really not trying to be condescending. But, babe, that's not homophobic. They said the mention of HIV in connection to gay was ignorant and obviously homophobic. Babe, it wasn't in connection to it. Let me play this for you again, stupid. You hoes always want a damn cause.
You didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexually transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2-3 weeks, put a cell phone light in the air.
Pause. If you don't have HIV or AIDS or any of that other shit that make you die within 2 to 3 weeks, you know, then put your cell phone in there. And then what followed immediately after?
If your pussy smell like water, put a cell phone light in the air.
So then he addresses women, because women are the ones with vaginas, correct? Correct or incorrect? Okay.
Fellas,
lights up.
Fellas, if you ain't sucking nigga dick in the parking lot, put your cell phone lights in the air.
Let's be real, back.
So he did not link the STDs or the HIV with being gay. That was not homophobic to me. I think it was ignorant. That's what I think it was. So they were separate statements, and y'all are trying to make it something that it's not. And gay people are not the only people with HIV. The DJ said, some of y'all suspect. Some of y'all niggas suspect. Okay. I'm not tracking. Feel free to hit the hashtag. But I'm finna go on a little bit because I'm going to get a massage. And we're going to have to come back because, bitch, we already had 3 motherfucking hours. Let's get into what T.S. Madison had to say. T.S. Madison said, it was completely unnecessary and ignorant. Baby, what the fuck are you talking about? T.S. Madison tagged DaBaby, and DaBaby ain't the DJ. He said, what was the reason? Do you know how many gays truly buy and stream your music? And do you know, I suppose she meant to say, the amount of people who are living with HIV and AIDS that you attacked for nothing? Then the gays break their necks to be at events like that to be completely disrespected. Baby, this was not pride. Okay. That's number one. Number two, T.S. Madison has a point. Out of all of them people, thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, I'm sure there was somebody out there that had HIV. How do you think you just made them feel? You are not inadequate because you have a STD. You are not inadequate because you have HIV. That's why what he said was ignorant. That's why. It don't have nothing to do with me feeling like he was being homophobic. It's ignorant. Why would you say something like that? It was unnecessary. Because it gives the impression that you feel like somebody who has HIV is not worthy. And that's not okay, in my opinion. It's not okay. So that's what I think the problem was. But here go T.S. Madison trying to make it a gay thing. And I don't think that's what it was. She didn't call him homophobic. Might as well have. Do you know how many gay people truly stream and buy your music? Do you know how many, the amount of people living with HIV and AIDS? And then the gays break their neck. Yes, she did. Might as well. So no, she didn't outright say he was homophobic. Might as fucking well. Okay.
You didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2-3 weeks, put a cell phone light in the air. Lady, if your smell like water, put a cell phone light in the air. Fellas.
Lights up.
Fellas, if you ain't sucking dick in the parking lot, put your cell phone lights in the air.
Let's be real about this.
Yeah, keep it real.
Some of y'all suspect as a mom. Let's be real.
Okay, and then here go the dumbass DJ. What the? Shut up with your slow ass. And then let's get into what T.I. said.
Ain't nothing in the world gonna make me hate nobody just because they do something different in the bedroom than I do. Ain't none of my business.
What you don't do, nigga?
Zero. Give a damn what you doing. Or your other, your genitalia, your period. I don't give a damn. I can't. Who asked me? Who asked you? Ask me. Feel like you can goddamn get on here and goddamn express your opinions and say what the want to say, but because people are celebrities, they just want to shit.
And let me say this. When DaBaby says, if you're not sucking dick out in the parking lot, it, you know, da-da-da, why should it matter, Jonathan? Why should it fucking matter? If you taking care of home, then say what's up or some shit. Why did it have to be, if you ain't a man out there sucking dick in the parking lot, make some noise? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's tearing down a group of people. I could see how somebody could take offense, but that's why I said, let me play devil's advocate. Is it wrong for him to want to identify with his group, which is the heterosexual men? We just got to understand all of the aspects of what the fuck we're saying. So once again, I go back to the word ignorant. I go back to the word ignorant. I think that what the fuck he said was ignorant. And I think that's the best way to sum that shit up. And unnecessary.
What's wrong with you? I mean, it's just not realistic. But like I said, man, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of respect. Like, look, for Lil Nas X and Frank Ocean, you know what I mean? Step out there and live their truth. Honest with themselves. Yeah. A lot of... You can't make nobody homophobic because just because I am proud of what I am don't make me hate what you are. Period.
But you don't have to tear down anybody else in the midst of that. If I come on Mob Radio and say, what are my bitches married to a man at? Bitch, what? Like, bitch, what are you talking about? Why would I say something like that? Why? Because what? Like, that's what the fuck the baby did. So you don't have to tear down another group to be proud of how you live your life. That going out, where are my bitches that can have a baby? Like, you can go out and say serious, like ignorant shit that can offend people. And then you have to get to the root of why you feel like that's something that you wanted to come out your mouth. The end. Like, it's just, stop acting like you don't understand what the problem was or what the fuck he said. And if you don't think it was homophobic, cool, but let's have accountability now. Let's do that if we're going to talk about it. Because what he said was not okay in that regard. Because we have to care about people. And if you think that your consumer is only straight black men and women with wet pussies, then, babe, you're mistaken. Come on now. Now, bitch, I gotta go. Hold on. They telling me to check the gay... What is it called? The gay neighbors? They been going in on the baby. Oh, Lord. They said a few words from the icon himself. Jason Bowman. I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't know who that is, but let's go see what he said. Now, if you know who he is, enlighten me, please. I want to know. Yeah, I'm finna go. His name is Jason Bowman. He said, I'm still trying to wrap my head around that first sentence. If you're not dying of a sexually transmitted disease, put your phone light up. But that's what I'm saying. DaBaby, what the fuck? Why would you say something like that? You don't deserve to enjoy my show if you dying, bitch. Do you know that there are people who have been raped to have gotten STDs? Do you know people who did use protection, but it fucked up and ended up STDs exist? You know, it's all kind of reasons why people, you don't fucking know. It's people that's done got shit from using, you know, needles and shit, or somebody that's done used the needle on them that's dirty. All kind of fucking reasons why the fuck somebody got something. And I wouldn't give a damn how they got it. They still are worth something. And that's what pisses me off about it. Yeah, you can be born with HIV. He was ignorant as fuck for making that fucking statement like you are not worthy if you have something going on with your health. I didn't like that shit. And that's why he wrong. We got to just say what it is. It's ignorant. Anyway, then the whole getting head in the parking lot. What were you thinking? You already know you have a lot of gays, people with disabilities, people affected by or living with HIV and AIDS that buy, support, and stream your music. You can't be this dumb. What would even compel you to say some shit like this in 2021? Clearly, you're homophobic and misogynoir, okay? Or noir, whatever the fuck they say. Like, how you bringing out abusers and STI shaming in the same set? The constant unprovoked attacks on our community, women, and people with HIV speaks volumes about self-hate and projection. And he said, no more of my money. Cancel the baby. LGBTQ, we matter. I don't think it's all of that, love. And then you're going to throw in bringing out abusers, and then he homophobic. No. They said Justin J about to go off. That nigga hairline about to go back 2 inches, and he about to get 8 grades today. Bitch. They said a black misogynist. That's what the word means. Oh, okay. Well, you know what, y'all? I want y'all to keep that same energy. And I do not hate to bring up other shit. But, you know. You want to get your man back? Go put a transgender on him. Bitch, I remember somebody said. Who said that? I want y'all to keep that same motherfucking energy. I want you to write think pieces on that. I hope your fucking mother gets AIDS, bitch. Who said that? Okay. So, like I said, I'm not finna make it a homophobic thing. I just think that the baby said something very ignorant. And I stand on that. I stand on that. The end. I have a massage to go get, okay? Let me briefly go over this. Ooh, we I'll be pushing it. Lil Uzi, he got what people are calling this Illuminati tattoo on his tongue. So we know who isn't getting their pussy licked this week. Look at that bullshit. It's dark-sided. And Lil Uzi comes out after the fiasco with the baby dumb. So, when he comes out, Rolling Loud says, unfortunately, Roc Nation will not allow Rolling Loud to stream the Lil Uzi Vert show. Tell Roc Nation that you want to see Lil Uzi. And then, the Rolling Loud CEO, the CEO of Rolling Loud, hold on. He goes online, and he says, Roc Nation won't let us stream Uzi, but I'm thinking about streaming him anyway. I love Jay-Z, but Desiree be on that bullshit. What y'all think? Should I say fucking and stream him? Or play it safe and listen to The Rock. Then he said, oops, ha ha ha. And then, lo and behold, there was Lil Uzi. Baby, it was giving PR stunt. It was giving PR stunt. Nobody said a goddamn thing about Lil Uzi being on that damn stage and getting the reception that he got with the accusations up against him. Not even a month ago. And I think that they were trying to divert attention away from everybody talking about Megan and Tory and the baby. What was sad was the fact that Megan was trending, but only in relation to who again? Tory Lanez. You know? So, a mess. Let's watch Brother video right quick. YouTube, fuck off. Bye. Okay, because I just cannot, bitch. All right, y'all. We finna watch Gratata. Come on now. Everything always moves slow when trying to hurry up.
It's time to help people customize and save with Liberty Mutual.
Station head, we're gonna holler. Cause y'all can't see anyway. Okay, babe, I gotta go.
School got a Davina Harris.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Aw, he put his son in the video.
Itty bitty bitch. Yeah. Nigga, it suck my dick, nigga. Hey, I know y'all have on me and tell when I'm a stunt because I'm a baller. I damn near get my heart to that bitch, still make time to call him. Stop. Oh, I know when you top it off, you finna swallow all off. How come I'm looking better than a bad bitch probably can't even hop. Hey, I your bitch to the bank.
Do it again.
Nah, bitch, I your bitch to the bank. I'm the type of take a nigga whole bitch and I don't give a fuck what he say. I'm the type of disrespect a nigga whole set, give a fuck one thing. I know that y'all bitches want me in jail, but I'm gonna keep stunning. All this pop in my diamond set, call me three shot. Back in school, them teachers call me fool, said I would. I know that it hurt they soul whenever they see me stunt. Came back to my high school and
potato juice, man, I make the trap. Hey, this here for my trappers selling work from round away. You know, like my price will look, I don't know what to say. Trap house booming 25. Hey, bitch, you know I feel like OJ the juice, man, I make the trap. Hey, this here for my trappers selling work from round away. You know, like my price will look, I don't know what to say. Trap house booming 25.
I feel like, yeah, in a splat with a big old mat, in a tie all black. I'm this sniper, that's fat. Until they let my papers, I'm just paid to get you wet. And ain't nothing to get you peel rolls, I peek on flipping sack. I can always go back to trap, I don't get tired on the rap. They know I hit that slap, and I put vitamins in the crack. And I'm popping fraud, look like Mariah in the lap. Look like that's the witness, that's how I just got me a check. I was on the mileage, on a private jet, just playing. Soda pirates hit the projects when I land. I like Glocks FNs. I like pots and pans. The dope won't come back 10. That girl hold my hand. I know you niggas feeling like you safe with me in prison. And but three by the drop behind the fence and still be killing. And yeah, six by the truck and I caught me one on my own mission. And yeah, I shot few arts, I popped two talks, but I ain't finished. And kill them, damn, 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 damn. Look so manifold, I'm on the scroll, ain't doing no deals. I caught lost the cases, pulling up drop top rapers.
I still feel like I'm OJ the juice, man, I make the trap. Hey, this here for my trappers selling work from round away. You know, like my price will look, I don't know what to say. Trap house booming 25. Hey, bitch, you know I feel like OJ the juice, man, I make the trap. Hey, this here for my trappers selling work from round away.
Aww.
You know, like my price will look, I don't know what to say. Trap house booming 25.
He be doing good not showing his dick print, because, bitch, I be looking for it. Where my bomb at? Okay. Y'all remember when T.I. was laying in that bed with them pajama pants on, bitch? Okay, that dick was just hanging over to the side. Let me see right here. Let me let it play a couple more seconds. Let me see who's going to shoot the song. I ain't seeing nothing. Okay. All right. So, anyway. You know, he like my brother on my cousin's side. He like my cousin. So anyway, I felt like the video was super cute. Love the song. Gotta go. I'ma fuck around. Gotta go get a massage. And then I'll be back. Okay? Okay? All right. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Okay? Make sure y'all go stream if that's what y'all want to do. Go leave y'all comments about that, the baby shit. And then we're going to have to come back and talk about it. They say, nah, don't bring up my daddy. You a motherfucking lie. Bye. Oh, wait. Little black girl, you're beautiful. Little black boy, you're enough. This shit gonna get hard, but never forget that if we stick together, we can get through that shit. I love you for all the reasons why they said that they couldn't. And I'll talk to you guys a little later or maybe tomorrow, okay? Whatever the fuck. Bye.